G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Hugh and Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Now, we might be expecting some showers for the weekend, but I'll tell you what, there are some fantastic events going on in the Limestone Coast. One of them, Triple M will be rocking Jen's Hotel. Saturday night is when it is all going to take place. Still crazy. They're going to be performing classics from the 70s with hits right the way through to today as well. Tickets are just $15. You're going to get a drink on arrival as well. It is going to be a fantastic night to rock out as Triple M rocks Jen's Hotel. Plus, you get to find that you are doing something for a great cause as well, because all the money raised from our night at Jen's Hotel is going to go to help the kids' wards of the local hospitals here in the Limestone Coast. So if you have nothing planned on Saturday night so far, we would love to see you there.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. When it comes to local news around the Limestone Coast today, checking out the pages of the South Eastern Times this morning, the debate around Millicent's shop trading hours regime is expected to rage. State Parliament are going to be talking all about it this week. The Labor Party seeking bipartisan support to recognise the town's unique regulated status. And there's lots of talk in the paper about what is going on with the debate about deregulating the shopping hours, not only in Millicent but across the state. When it comes to local news in the Border Watch today, Member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, is on the front page of the paper. Independent member for Mount Gambier. He pleaded not guilty to 26 charges relating to the theft of more than $2 million when he appeared in court yesterday. He's facing more than 20 counts of theft and six of dishonest dealings. And he's going to be back in court on October the 9th. On 963 Triple M, Karch is going to keep us up to date with more when it comes to Troy Bell across the morning this morning. And we'll talk about some of the national issues that are going on around the country at the moment. One of them, of course, is the World Cup. Soccer is well and truly underway. There have been lots of problems with the streaming service for the World Cup, and lots of diehard soccer fans have been well and truly frustrated by it. As a result, at the moment, SBS are going to wear all the FIFA World Cup games for the next 48 hours following discussions with Optus. Amid issues that Optus Sports streaming service is not cutting the mustard, so to speak. We will talk more about news across the morning. We are going to look back at the 70s today because, well, the 70s, they won the battle round yesterday as the battle for the greatest decade of all time rages. And speaking of the greatest decade of all time, Guy is going to be back this afternoon. There are going to be more battles underway. You can join the conversation. You can be part of it. And you never know, you could pick up our fantastic retro ghetto blaster. All you need to do is jump online to triplem.com.au, become a member of the Triple M Club, and you never know, you could walk away a winner this Friday when Guy, the captain of the club, is back.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Now, on your local, yesterday the 70s came out on top as the battle rounds raged for the greatest decade of all time. Now, Guy is going to be back this afternoon, and he is going to be continuing those battle rounds. You can join the conversation at any stage. But what I wanted to do this morning, I wanted to celebrate all things 1970. And I don't know whether you remember this particular moment in history, but it was massive at the time.
Runway 28 at London's Heathrow Airport, about a half a mile away from me. Concorde is sitting at the end of the runway, testing her engines, ready for this inaugural flight to Bahrain. And here she comes. Sound of Britain entering the supersonic age, and she is noisy. She's climbing now, heading up. Captain's on full rotate, and she's climbing at about 250 knots. Already, she's just becoming a dot on the horizon.
Now, on 963 Triple M, I don't know about you, but I love the idea of the Concorde and supersonic flight. And when the Concorde was retired, it pretty much was the only time in history that 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 humans and the evolution of us going faster and faster has actually taken a step backwards, because of course supersonic flight isn't available to you and I anymore. And just imagine what it would have been like to be able to afford to jump onto the Concorde to go between England and America in such a short amount of time, and to do it in such luxury on a Concorde. I really would have loved, absolutely loved, to have gone along and been part of it. Now on 963 Triple M, I'd love to know your memories of the 70s. What stood out for you? We're going to look at some of the TV shows. We're going to look at some of the commercials. We're going to look at some of the moments across the morning this morning, and I would love to hear from you. 13 27 10 is the number to call.
Thanks for listening to the 963 Triple M Brekkie Show. Ewan's just a phone call away. 13 27 10.
What?
That's 13 27 10.
It is indeed. Now, I always thought my mum had an incredibly huge collection of records, and she does. She's got probably about 3,000 or 4,000 records lying around the house, because my mum and my dad were the main reasons that I got into radio back when I was very, very young. They pushed me onto radio at about the age of 10, and I really haven't shut up since. But I was reading an article this morning, which truly blew me away. A granddad has obviously passed away and has left behind a collection of more than 80,000 records, said to be Australia's largest collection. Just imagine how much music that is, and the variety of music there must be in a collection like that. It just seems absolutely incredible. Now on 963 Triple M, we are getting close to news, which means I have got to say a huge good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Mount Gambier MP Tree Bell has appeared in court. Limestone Coast locals are being urged to have our say on Narracourt Lucendale Council's order-making policy. Dry July is right around the corner, locals being urged to sign up to the campaign. And swimmer Geordie Martin has been chosen to compete in the school's sport swimming championships. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Well, Karch is going to be back in the next 5 or 6, which means she's going to wander out of the studio and she's going to be back in time.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is the Fab Four, 963 Triple M. It is almost news time. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us in a moment. And 10,000 people have stood side by side in silence in Melbourne last night. We're going to find out exactly why soon. And a Liberal Party meeting in Sydney, it took an unexpected turn last night, and Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are going to tell us all about it. Katja will be along as well, talking all about the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell. And after 6:30 news and sport, well, not only do we have classics like Fleetwood Mac and John Mellencamp on the way, we're going to talk environmental issues with Aaron Izzard from the Mount Gambier City Council as well.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are celebrating all things 70s this morning. And as we go back to 1971 today, do you remember this?
From the left-hand court, she serves too long. Now what will this one be? She's got to keep it inside that service box. Second one, it's a double. It's a double, that third bar. Well, loud applause over centre court. Absolutely packed, not an empty seat anywhere. And now the usual situation.
6-4, 6-1. Yvonne Goolagong, she won Wimbledon back in 1971. And I would love to know across the morning, this morning, what you think the most monumental moment of the 70s was, because we are celebrating all things 70s this morning, because the 70s came out absolutely on top as the battle rounds continued for the greatest decade of all time. Battles continuing this afternoon, by the way, with Guy after 12. Make sure you do not miss out, because he has been playing some absolute classics as the battle has raged.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I am catching up with Aaron Izzard from the Mount Gambier City Council. He knows all things environmental. He joins me on the line. G'day, Aaron.
Hello, Ewan.
Hey, mate, Environmental Month is taking place at the moment. Lots of big things going on.
Yeah, so, well, Environment Month is associated with World Environment Day, which happened on the 5th of June. But the global theme this year is beat plastic pollution, which obviously is a huge issue all around the world, but even here in Mount Gambier and the region as well. So, yeah, World Environment Day, and also us at Council encourage people to really rethink their, you know, use of plastic and how you can reduce it. So reducing your plastic through avoiding it, you know, bringing your own bags, bringing your own coffee mug, things like that. There's lots of different tips. but also, you know, helping to clean up the pollution that is in our local environment as well. And, you know, if you just stop and have a look, there is, whilst Mount Gambier is a tidy town, there is still a lot of rubbish, you know, hidden in different places. And also, if you go walk along the beach, you often find plastic as well. So I guess it's twofold. It's avoiding the plastic and then also helping to clean up what is in your environment as well.
And plastic, I suppose, is at the moment on everybody's mind because the supermarkets are looking at reducing the amount of plastic that they put on packaging. We're about to see more plastic bag bans across the rest of Australia, something that South Australia basically led the country in. And for people who are looking at the ideas of reducing plastic pollution, you're a guy to talk to and can have a chat to people, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. So if people are interested in learning a bit more details, I'm more than happy to come and talk to any community group or school group or classes and what you can do locally in Mount Gambier to reduce plastic and also just reduce waste in general. But, yeah, I'd really encourage people, if you are interested, I'm more than happy to come along and give a talk. It can be as short or as long as you like and interactive. So if you belong to a community group or you're a teacher or involved with a school, you think they might be interested, get in touch with me. And if you're not involved in a community group, you can still get in touch with me and I'll put you on the mailing list. And then when I do a public talk, I'll let you know.
Aaron, for people that want to know more about Environment Month and of course about doing the right thing, is there anywhere that they can go to find out more info these days?
Yeah, so on the World Environment Day, the global theme, there is a World Environment Day website, which, as I say, runs, you know, that's one day, but it runs for a whole year, which is worldenvironmentday.global.com. But you can also go to the City of Mount Gambier website, and we've got information there on about reducing waste and reducing plastic. And if you are interested in having me come and give a talk about reducing plastic, reducing waste, things like that, you can get in touch with me directly. So that's on aizard@mountgambier.sa.gov.au.
Aaron, great to talk to you this morning, mate. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks, Ewan.
Aaron Izzard from the Mount Gambier City Council talking environmental issues this morning. And, well, plastic is definitely one of the things that is on the radar of everybody across the country at the moment.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Tell Ewan what's happening in your backyard. Right. Jump on the 963 Triple M Facebook page or call Ewan on 132710. 132710.
The Livestock Coast 963 Triple M. About a month ago, I was listening to Luke on the night shift and he was talking to a mate of his over in Hawaii about the eruption of Mount Kilauea. And since then, we've seen some, well, I think, absolutely incredible vision of the volcano erupting and the devastation that is being caused in areas of Hawaii. But overnight, There's been a bit of vision that's been released, which I find absolutely frightening. Some breathtaking footage of a river of lava that's gushed from Hawaiian's Kilauea volcano. More homes have been destroyed as a result. And if you get the chance to see the lava flow in all its glory, let me tell you, if you are not as shocked as I am, I'll be amazed because the speed of the lava can fill an Olympic swimming pool every 25 seconds. It is going at a huge rate of knots. And, well, I don't think you'd ever be able to outrun it, actually. Well, I can guarantee I probably wouldn't be able to outrun it. And it's just some amazing vision that might pick up or pop up on your social media pages today, or you might check it out on news sites online. Now on 963 Triple M, when it comes to national news, we're going to catch up with Hannah Rose Hamer and the team soon. An earthquake has struck Japan. I've just seen an article where a van has run into a group of music fans at a music festival in the Netherlands. We're going to find out about these stories and more across the morning this morning.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. John Mellencamp, Lonely Old Night. Did you know John's got a historic lifetime contract with Republic Records? Talk about job security. He also co-founded Farm Aid with Willie Nelson and Neil Young. Took place a couple of years ago now. And he's an accomplished painter, which I found amazing when I found out about it. He's got a painting which is in one of the governor's mansions in the US. He's had exhibition openings since about 2012. His art is very, very dark. Well, I think it's very, very dark. It's not my type of thing, but I can appreciate the fact that it's very good art. And if you're a little bored at work today, If the boss isn't watching, do a little bit of a Google search and go John Mellencamp art. You are going to see some of his incredible works. They're all online on 963 Triple M. We're going to catch up with Hannah Rose Hamer soon. We've got classics galore for you coming up after 7 this morning. Creedence on the way. Billy Joel for you too. We're going to look back more at the 70s. I have a classic commercial that I'm going to play after 7 for you. You're going to be singing it all day after I play it. I can guarantee it. And, well, I'm going to get on my soapbox. I almost did it yesterday, but, well, time got away from me. So today is the day.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. You and Grant.
Triple M on Saturday. Let me tell you, if you are looking for something to do on Saturday, I have got the perfect thing. We are rocking Jen's Hotel. Triple M live music from the 70s right the way through to now. We're still crazy. It's going to be a fantastic night, and it's all going to kick off at about 8 p.m. So if you're up for a bit of an early start and up for a great night, raising money for the kids' wards of the local hospitals in the region as well. Tickets, well, they're just $15. You can get your mates together, whether they're workmates, whether they're friends, whether they're friends from a sporting club that you're involved in. Whatever it is, get them together. Make sure you grab your tickets from Jen's Hotel or from here at Triple M's reception. You're going to get a drink on arrival as well. So $15 is a great price. And you get to help out the local kids' wards as well. Triple M rocking Jen's Hotel this Saturday night, 23rd of June from 8 p.m. is when it's all going to happen. And I cannot wait to see you there.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Yesterday, I was talking all about people whinging and jumping online and having their say about stuff because we tend to jump online and have a bit of a gripe these days before we do anything else. And, well, it got me thinking. And what I would like to do is give you an opportunity to have your say on the Limestone Coast, Triple M, whether it's a gripe, whether it's a good story, whether it's something that you just want to talk about that's happening in your backyard.
Ewan, I have got to tell you.
This makes me mad.
This is great.
Why hasn't anything been done?
This is such a good story.
963 Triple M's The Word from Your Street. Ewan for breakfast.
Now, how did it all come about? Yesterday afternoon, I was looking on the Facebook page, Mount Gambier chat group, and, well, a lady called Bronnie put a post up about drivers in the Limestone Coast and the fact that driving back from Adelaide around Tarpena, there are 3 massive potholes at the moment. And, well, it got me thinking about what I was going to tell you about yesterday. I was travelling over to Portland on Friday. And I don't know about you, but you can tell as soon as you hit the state border between here and Victoria, you can tell that the roads in Victoria just go downhill dramatically. And on my way to Portland on the Nelson Road on Friday, just out of Portland, there are some massive potholes. And I swear I thought I was going to rip the front end off the car. So as a result, I was a little angry, to say the least. And I went into Vic Roads. Big g'day to everybody at Vic Roads over in Victoria. Unfortunately, Vic Roads were very busy, so that just upset me even more. And I walked out determined to jump online to social media and to have my say, to have a vent and a whinge and all those sorts of things, and give Vic Roads Victoria what's for about these potholes and the fact that Victorian roads are absolutely shocking. Now, I didn't do that. I will go back to Vic Roads at some stage and I will make a complaint about the potholes that are there. But it makes me wonder about the entire region at the moment, because not only are the roads in Victoria hellish, some of the roads in the Limestone Coast are obviously a little dodgy as well, especially the road from Adelaide to Tarpena, or just outside of Tarpena. There's 3 massive potholes, and there's photos of them online. And if you've got a whinge like this, or if you've got a whinge of something else that's happening in the Limestone Coast that you think deserves attention, I would love to hear from you. If you would like to tell us a story about something that's great that's happening in the Limestone Coast, you can do that as well. And watch this space, because you never know. I might be on the Vic Roads website soon talking all about the shocking roads that I am travelling as I head between here and Portland at the moment. On 963 Triple M, you can always join the conversation. 13 2017. You can always reach out online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page, and you can also get hold of us at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
1970 is when that song came out. Heard it through the grapevine. Creedence Clearwater Revival. On TV at the time, we saw Matlock Police. We saw Spy Force coming onto our television screens as well. And there was a really, 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 really cool ad that came out in 1970. And here it is just for you this morning.
Australian, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snack?
Pie.
Animal?
Kangaroo.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Let me see, that's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are.
Well, then you better tell me again, because I just might forget.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
That's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
Football and meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
I think you better tell me again.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
In case you're wondering, this film is brought to you by football, meat pies, kangaroos and Australia's own car.
They go together underneath the southern stars. Football and meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
Makes sense to me.
Football and meat pies.
Oh, 963 Triple M. What a fantastic ad from 1970, by the way. You can have your say if you've got an iconic ad that you just remember and love from the 70s or from any decade, in fact. You can jump online to Triple M's Limestone Coast Facebook page and tell us about your absolute fave there as the battle rounds continue to find the greatest decade of all time. The 70s were the absolute winners last night, and that is why we are celebrating all things 70s this morning. You can continue to keep up to date with what is happening as the battle rounds rage on Triple M this afternoon. Guy is going to be back, and there is going to be more going on as we try and find the greatest decade of all time. You can also jump online because we've got a fantastic retro ghetto blaster that could well be yours just by having your say at triplem.com.au.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, Dartmoor this morning is the place that is going to be talked about today, because at 2:56 a.m. something spectacular, well, I'm not sure it's spectacular, but it's interesting to talk about, happened in Dartmoor, just over the border. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake took place this morning. It was only a small one. There might have been some rattling windows. I'm not sure whether there's anything else. And never having actually lived through an earthquake of any sort, I'm not really sure what a 3.5 magnitude earthquake is all about. But if you're just over the border, if you're around Dartmoor and you felt the earth move this morning, I would love to hear from you. 13 2710, it is the number to call. And talking of earthquakes and the fact that there was a small earthquake at Dartmoor this morning, it gives me the chance to talk about the fact that back in 1897, one of Australia's biggest earthquakes took place right here in the Limestone Coast. Now, 50 people were injured in the quake, which was centred off the coast between Beachport and Robe, and it was felt right the way through through southern SA and right the way through the southwest of Victoria as well. And it was in the list of I suppose huge earthquakes in Australia as number two behind Newcastle's earthquake, which of course took place in 1989. And the Newcastle earthquake, just as a comparison, was only a 5.6.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We are catching up with Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Andy, first of all, winter is well and truly here, and well, it's a reminder that we need to be driving to the conditions.
Absolutely. Look, we know that our roads have the odd rut or two in them, and when it's raining heavily, that those ruts fill with water, and water sits on the roadways in, you know, wherever it's low and whatever anyway. Obviously, a vehicle at speed hitting that, the tendency of the tyres to aquaplane can cause some serious issues, and we know there have been a couple of collisions attributed to that in recent times in the Limestone Coast. So this is just a reminder to drive according to road conditions, which means slow down a bit and be safe.
One of the other things that we need to be mindful of is our lights as well.
Quite a number of vehicles in our community drive around with one headlight on, one headlight off, and as far as I know, there's no switch that does that, so that means there's a fault. and that means that drivers need to take care and pay attention to their vehicle condition. They can be stopped and defected for that, or even fined for it. So just perhaps next time you jump in your car, have a turn the lights on, have a look, get out and have a look, walk around, check the lights. The only ones you'll probably have a bit of trouble with is the brake lights situation, but check your headlights and all that to make sure you're safe.
That's where you phone a friend.
Absolutely. And then the indicators, of course, they're working, they're not.
Exactly. Now, mate, there's been some thefts around as well. What's going on there?
We've had, we continually harp on about vehicles being left unlocked in our community, and this continues, and people take advantage of that. And we've had five offenders arrested in the last week and a half relating to thefts from motor vehicles and illegal use of motor vehicles. Not all of those were unlocked, but the an alarming number of them were. And additionally, valuables left in the vehicle, it's not on. You've got to just make it a bit harder for these people. They're just getting an easy ride out of us, the good people in the community, and we need to make it a bit more difficult for them by locking the cars, making sure valuables aren't in the vehicles or left in the vehicles, or at least not left in plain sight.
Andy, it is always good to catch up to find out what's going on with the local police. We're going to catch up next week and talk again. Thanks for joining us, man.
Great, thank you, Ewan.
If it's happening on the Limestone Coast, we want to know about it.
Okay.
Jump on the 963 Triple M Facebook page or call Ewan. 13 27 10.
Oh, 963 Triple M, a prime example of that this morning. And a big shout out to Phil who gave me a call. I found out that Darbal had received an earthquake. Is received the right word for an earthquake? There was an earthquake, 3.5 magnitude, this morning at about 2:56 a.m. in Darbal, just across the border. Now on 963 Triple M, we are celebrating the 70s today because the 70s came out on top in the battle for the greatest decade of all time. And in 1979, something happened that thrust Australia into the world spotlight.
Skylab has impacted at 42 degrees 87 minutes south, 105 degrees 0.97 minutes east, which puts it off the southwest corner of Australia.
Now on 963 Triple M, we're going to look back at some of the other things that took place during the course of what was an immense decade. And, well, as we play more of the classics for you.
Triple M. Ewan Grant.
Now, one of the interesting things that took place this morning, if you're just waking up, starting the day, there has been a minor earthquake in Darmel, just across the border, 3.5 magnitude. It hit about 3 o'clock this morning. Big thank you to Phil, who rang me and told me about the fact that it had happened. Now, one of the things that has also happened, of course, we're celebrating all things with the greatest decade of all time in the 70s. Well, the 70s came out on top last night, which is sensational. This afternoon, the battle rounds continue. Guy is going to be back, and we are going to have another winner this afternoon. But as we celebrate all things 70s, back in 1970, Richard Nixon was outlining a peace plan for Vietnam.
Within 6 months of an agreement, we shall withdraw all U.S. and allied forces from South Vietnam. We shall exchange all prisoners of war. There shall be a ceasefire throughout Indochina. There shall be a new presidential election in South Vietnam. President Chu will announce the elements of this election. These include international supervision and an independent body to organize and run the election, representing all political forces in South Vietnam, including the National Liberation Front.
Now, on 963 Triple M, you can be part of the conversation, celebrating all things from some incredible decades from the 60s right the way through to now. One of the questions that we asked on our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page last night was, what TV show you never missed an episode of? And I've got way too many to mention, but there were some interesting responses from Neighbours to Friends, which scored heavily. There were so many TV shows that bring back so many memories, for me at least. If you would like to jump onto our Facebook page this morning and have your say, you can do so. There are some pretty cool things that we are talking about as we celebrate the greatest decade of all time on your local.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you guys know one thing about me, you know that I am a sucker for a great news story. And when it comes to the Limestone Coast, I am a champion for all things local in the Limestone Coast. Now, over the course of the last couple of days, we've talked about Daryl Purnell and Ashley from Ashley Lauren. She was on the show yesterday. In fact, they have been the inaugural winners of the Limestone Coast Envy Awards. Now, you can find out more about that at triplem.com.au. Over the last couple of weeks, we've also talked about Ben Hood, who was part of the 40 Under 40. Now, he and Simone Kane have done some incredible things with Hello Friday and with George the Farmer. And Simone actually joins me on the line this morning. Simone, good morning.
Hi, Ewan. Thanks for having me.
Simone, you guys at Hello Friday really have had an incredible 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, we have. It's been quite busy, really, pretty full on. But it's been, you know, we love what we do, so it just makes life so much fun, really.
Now, you had some success last year with Telstra Rewards, and Ben, of course, has been named in the 40 Under 40. What's that like for you guys?
Yeah, well, last year, that was when I actually won the Rural Women's Award for South Australia, and then went on to win the National Runner-Up, which has led to heaps of amazing opportunities for myself and for George as well, which has been fantastic. Lots more travel and the opportunity to sit on different agricultural boards as well around the country and meet just some amazing people doing amazing things. Recently to be... become a finalist for the Telstra Business Awards is pretty mind-blowing for George because, you know, we're up against some amazing businesses in South Australia, not just regional businesses either. So, we're really stoked. We feel like we've won just, you know, becoming finalists because if anybody out there has actually tried to put together an application before for the Telstra Business Awards, that know how intense it is. It's very hardcore. We feel like we've won just by becoming a finalist. And there's only actually three regional finalists in SA. So, yeah, we're pretty stoked to be one of those three.
So tell me about George and what you guys have been up to with George the Farmer over the last 12 months, because, as you say, you guys have had some amazing opportunities with George.
Yeah. We released our last picture book in December last year. That was called George the Farmer Beehive Breakout, and that also has a song that goes along with it. We've been travelling quite extensively across Australia. So, for example, just in the last 5 to 6 weeks, we've done a food and fibre festival in Toowoomba, and then the following weekend we were at Warriolda and then Moree in New South Wales. And then the weekend after that, we were at the MCG performing for the AFL Country Round, which was the second year we've done that in a row, which is fantastic. So that's the Essendon and Geelong game. And they have a big festival outside of the MCG and, you know, big stage set up and stuff like that. We played with the Black Sorrows and John Williamson, which was a bit of a hoot. And it was great. Like another little concert that we did there as well that wasn't on the big stage, and we had all these little kids there that had travelled, you know, a couple hundred k's to come along to see George, and they were all yelling out the lyrics to our songs while we were singing them. So that was heaps of fun.
Well, Simone, you brought up an interesting point of view about, you know, appearing at the MCG and being part of some incredible acts on the stage at the MCG. Looking back at the start of George the Farmer and how it all came about, did you ever think that George would be as popular as he is and you guys would have the opportunity to do the things that you're currently doing?
No, definitely not. I mean, Ben and I always just sort of pictured that George would be an interactive story app that would just sit in the background of, you know, what we're doing with Hello Friday and sort of tick away and we'd keep doing Hello Friday as we were doing back then. And so in 2014 was when we launched the interactive story app. But everything that we've done has just really grown organically. Like people have, you know, asked us for physical picture books. And so then we've gone, okay, well, we can produce that. So then we've done that. And then, you know, they've asked us to perform. So, well, Ben's a musician. So we write the lyrics, Ben puts it to music, and we come up with a few dance moves, and, you know, and then we've got obviously our George, who travels around with us everywhere, who's great, and toys and whatnot. It's just really grown so organically, but I guess because of that organic growth, it's that's probably been of benefit to us because we've been able to gradually do that and use our skills from within our creative agency to pretty much produce everything, which has been great.
Mm. Simone, what happens next with the nod from the Telstra Small Business Awards? Where do you guys go next?
So the finals, the grand final where they announce it, is Thursday, July the 5th at Adelaide Oval. So there's four other finalists in our category, which is the social change category. So we reinvest 50 cents from the sale of each of our picture books back into working with educational consultants to develop free resources that are aligned to the school curriculum for teachers to use around the country to help teach food and fiber education.
Mm.
So that's why we're in that category. And as well for everything that we do with giving back to the ag industry and locally as well, we donate roughly between $20,000 and $30,000 worth of free performances every year around the Limestone Coast. So we run competitions once a year for community organisations to be able to put their name forward to have a performance. So we have the winners announced July the 5th, and we go down on the 4th, and we have there's a workshop that Telstra are putting on and a cocktail party the night before, and then we find out on the 5th. But we've got some pretty tough competition, to be honest. I've had a look. I hadn't actually heard of any of the other businesses that are the other finalists in our category, but they all sound pretty amazing, and they're pretty massive. Like, some of them are national businesses. But we were actually finalists in 2015 for Hello Friday Small Business, and went along to the night, and it was so much fun. So, yeah, we're just stoked to have gotten this far.
Simone, no matter how it goes, would love to get you on the following day on the Brekkie Show to talk all about it. And, fingers crossed you guys walk away winners, because that'd be really cool.
Fingers crossed. Awesome. Thank you. And
that'd be great. On 963 Triple M, Simone Kane joining us this morning, talking all about Hello Friday and George the Farmer. Absolutely fascinating. And just one of the really cool businesses doing great things, not only here in the Limestone Coast, but representing the Limestone Coast right the way across Australia.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There have been some incredible sights overnight. Candlelight vigils being held not only in Melbourne but around the country, and it's a story that has dominated local news this morning. The national news team will be in a moment. One of the other things that's making news today, and I'm glad it's being talked about, because it's one of the things that has really always irked me, because it's just one of those equality issues that I don't understand as an everyday bloke. The Greens have put a bill together to remove the tampon tax. It's been passed through the upper house, through the Senate, and one hopes that eventually it means that it's going to happen and remove the 10% tax that that every woman, you know, mothers, daughters, sisters, have to pay. And ridiculously, as a luxury item on tampons, it's incredible that blokes were able to get this through Parliament, when the GST came in. And I'm surprised that a lot of women didn't fight harder to make sure that it didn't happen, but hopefully, fingers crossed, it's one of the things that will happen, and hopefully this morning and across the day today, it's one of the stories that'll be talked about a whole lot more.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on your local this weekend, there is going to be a fantastic event taking place. Jen's Hotel is going to be the place to be as Triple M rocks Jen's Hotel. We're going to have live music from the 70s to now. We're going to be raising money for the kids' wards at the local hospitals with Triple M's Give Me Five for Kids tickets. They're just $15. So it's going to be a great night out, a great cause to get behind, and it's not going to hurt the hip pocket at all. So if you would like tickets to go along, get some mates together and grab your tickets from Jen's Hotel. You can pick up tickets from right here at Triple M's reception as well. Triple M rocking Jen's Hotel. It's all going to kick off 8 p.m. this Saturday night. It is going to be massive. We have got classics for you. We've got Cher coming up. We've got the Kinks as well. And don't forget the battle rounds for the greatest decade of all time continue this afternoon on your radio after 12 with Guy.
You and Grant.
We're celebrating 1970s today because the 70s came out on top as the battle rounds ended up last night for the greatest decade of all time. And, well, in 1977, something pretty spectacular took place when it came to footy, the VFL.
He's booked down towards 4-4, plenty of North Melbourne players there. Andrew Allen will score from behind. His neatest try takes the mark. Lent, I think, has made certain of a tie. 34 minutes approaching. Allen with the ball on the half-back line.
And the ball driven out there towards Max Richardson, picked up by Little Bob. He's going for a run.
On 963 Triple M. Listen to the roar at the MCG at the time, 1977. It was Collingwood taking on North Melbourne, and it was indeed a draw. And they backed it up the following week, which is just amazing to think. And 1 week later, on October the 1st, 1977, again at the MCG, North Melbourne won the replay by a margin of 27 points, the club's second premiership victory in the VFL as it stood in those days. Now, as I say, Guy is back this afternoon. There is going to be some great stuff going on the Savo with the greatest decade of all time on your radio. And we're going to talk about one of the battles you are going to hear later on this morning.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Now, we are going to continue the battle rounds for the greatest decade of all time this afternoon. Guy is going to be back after 12. 1973, the year I was born, taking on 1987. Which decade will walk away victorious? Because we've been celebrating the 70s this morning, I truly hope that the 70s is the decade that that wins. And to go out this morning in the lead up to Ray Hadley across Australia, here is one of my favourite commercials from the 70s.
Australia, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snack?
Pies.
Animal?
Kangaroos.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Let me see, that's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are.
Well, then you better tell me again, because I just might forget.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars. Football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
That's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
Football and meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
I think you better tell me again.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
In case you're wondering, this film is brought to you by football, meat pies, kangaroos, and Australia's own car.
Oh, 963 Triple M, one of my favourite ads. The greatest decade of all time. The battle continues after 12. Have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow morning.